Christian Apostolic Church invites you to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday, March 27th. Our Lord's return from the dead 3 days after his crucifixion is a foundation stone of the Christian faith. The message of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection is the gospel in a nutshell. He is the only true Savior. This pivotal event paved the way for us to one day be raised from the dead as well. To claim that promise, obey the gospel by repentance, water baptism in Jesus' name, and being filled with the Holy Ghost. For more info, click to cac.us.com or call 304-624-4459. That's cac.us.com or call 304-624-4459. Honoring those who protect, serve, and heal. A community event at Christian Apostolic Church, Clarksburg, West Virginia. On Sunday, April 3rd, from 10 a.m. until noon, join us to honor current and former military, law enforcement, fire and rescue, and medical caregivers. Every day, these extraordinary citizens place themselves in harm's way without personal regard, choosing service over self in devotion to protecting, serving, and healing others. Let's show gratitude and honor these brave individuals with a special commemorative gift as a token of our support and appreciation. To name someone for this honor, email us at support@cac.us.com or phone us at 304-624-4459. The event is free and open to the public. For more info, click to www.cac.us.com/honor.
Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Welcome to part two of our series entitled Repent. This is a passionate call to a wayward culture to turn to God. And it's a passionate call to believers who have grown cold in the Lord to reassess their life and their heart, to rebuild their altar, and get back to where they need to be. Let's roll the tape.
Point out to you just a couple of things. The Apostle Peter writing, he said the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. What promise is that? The promise is the promise that the Lord is coming back with judgment for the wicked. That's the promise. He is coming back with a global fire of judgment and destruction of the wicked. That's the promise, that he is not slack about it. But the situation is that God gives the promise and then he delays before he fulfills the promise. And because of that delay, there are scoffers that say, see, it's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. There's no God. There's no return. I want to warn you tonight, don't let the scoffers make you doubt. The scripture, the Apostle Peter wrote, and you can find the same sentiment echoed in Paul's writings and other places in the Bible. The Apostle Peter wrote in his first epistle, 1 Peter, he wrote about the fact that the Lord was long-suffering in the days while Noah prepared the ark. God gave the promise of a destruction of the world by water in a flood, and then there was a delay until he fulfilled the promise. And the scripture indicates that he did that for the benefit of those who were to be saved. You see that? Through the time that he allowed, Noah was able to make preparation. Through the long suffering of God, the sin kept assaulting God's sensibilities of morality. The sins of men kept demanding that he rise up in judgment. But he kept his eye on his own, and he was long-suffering in bringing judgment, not for the sake of the wicked, but for the sake of the righteous. And the Apostle Peter wrote that in 1 Peter. In 2 Peter, he writes not regarding the destruction by water, but regarding the destruction by fire. And he writes that he is long-suffering to usward, literally to youward. Amen. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, 1,000 years as 1 day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The once saved, always saved doctrine teaches that God has wanted these to be destroyed and wanted these to be saved. But the Bible says He doesn't want anyone destroyed. He is willing for all to come to repentance. Amen. The once saved, always saved doctrine is based on a belief that what God wants, God gets, period. I want you to think about this very clearly. The once saved, always saved doctrine claims that it believes that God's will is irresistible. And what God wants, God always gets. This verse says that God wants every man to repent. But every man doesn't repent. So does God always get what God wants? Think about it. There are layers of desire. Some desires are of a higher priority than others. What priority does God have higher than wanting men to repent? He decided before He ever created the first living thing that He was going to design a concept called free will. An author, Rabbi Zacharias, wrote that if you take away free will out of the picture, you remove love from the picture. For if all you have are robots that are programmed on what to do and have no free will of their own, not one of them can choose to love anything or anyone. So, God weights the principle of free will higher than His desire for all to be saved. And the reason free will is higher in priority than the desire for all to be saved is because the ultimate value of God is love. And without free will, there is no love. God cannot allow a Sister Betty Murphy to choose to love Him and serve Him in faith without also allowing the same freedom of will that allows a Hitler to slaughter millions. And so before God ever created the first living things, He weighed all of this out. And this is why we need to understand there is no such thing as once saved, always saved. Why are you telling us this, Pastor Joseph? This church has never, in its 44-year history, preached once saved, always saved doctrine. I'm preaching this so you will understand. You cannot rest on the laurels of your past. You have got to be living for Him with all your heart right now. You have got to be dedicated for Him, sold out to Him, serving Him with all of your heart right now. I'm telling you that walking with the Lord is a day-by-day accounting in which I can have my attention drawn away, have my focus scattered by distraction, and I've got to rein that in. I've got to die each day. I've got to let the desires of the flesh be mortified so my focus is recountered on God.
Christian Apostolic Church invites you to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday, March 27th. Our Lord's return from the dead 3 days after His crucifixion is a foundation stone of the Christian faith. The message of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection is the gospel in a nutshell. He is the only true Savior. This pivotal event paved the way for us to one day be raised from the dead as well. To claim that promise, obey the gospel by repentance, water baptism in Jesus' name, and being filled with the Holy Ghost. For more info, click to cac.us.com or call 304-624-4459. That's cac.us.com or call 304-624-4459.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to our series already in progress entitled Repent, a passionate call to a wayward culture to turn to God, and a passionate call to believers who've grown cold in the Lord to reassess their life, their heart, and to rebuild the altar and get back to where they need to be.
The Lord is not slack, but He desires that all would come to repentance. Verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. When the apostle wrote this, he could have no possible way of understanding a nuclear bomb. There's no possible way. And I'm not saying that I think that necessarily a nuclear bomb is how this will be fulfilled. But my point is that a technology to make this happen has since been invented long after this was written. The elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation? That means holy lifestyle and godliness. I want to tell you that if somehow, maybe by way of recording and by way of the radio broadcast and broadcast out on the internet, that some lost soul shall hear this, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, speaking the truth in love, sex acts are meant by God to be a blessing in marriage for intimacy and the procreation of the kind. It is not meant to be a toy used by carnal people outside of marriage. As soon as you take the blessed thing and remove it from the environment in which God says it has to happen, and you do that anywhere else, you take that which was good and make it evil. To this lost and dying world, I tell you, stop trying to blur the lines of gender distinction between male and female. To everyone in the church and out, start talking godly. Start dressing godly. Start walking godly. That means your clothes aren't see-through. It means your clothes aren't too tight. My Lord, I'm preaching that. It means your clothes don't try to blur the line of gender distinction between male and female. Hear me. If it's wrong for a man to put on a skirt, then it's wrong for a woman to put on that which pertains to the man. We live in a world that will say, oh, it's okay for a woman to blur the line, but it's not okay for a man. No, it's wrong for both. Grandma Imogene Shouse used to say, tell the truth and stay in the church. What manner of persons ought ye to be? This is the astounding truth of Scripture. It takes the reality of who and what you are and compares it with the perfection of Christ and says, what ought you to be? There is an ought in the Word of God. It's that which is not, but it ought to be. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Holy conversation means holy lifestyle. God help us. God help us to take stock of our music collection. God help us to take stock of our movie collection. Some of us have some movies that need to be thrown in the trash. Somebody said, I'll sell them on eBay. If you ought not watch it, why do you think you want to sell it for somebody else to watch it? It just needs to be destroyed. Some of us need to go to the closet and take stock of our wardrobe. But here's the crucial thing, folks. There's something way beyond the way you dress. There's something way beyond the words that come out of your mouth. And that is your thought life. The Bible teaches that your thought life, the thoughts of the heart, is what results in the things you say.
Honoring those who protect, serve, and heal. A community event at Christian Apostolic Church, Clarksburg, West Virginia. On Sunday, April 3rd, from 10 a.m. until noon, join us to honor current and former military, law enforcement, fire and rescue, and medical caregivers. Every day, these extraordinary citizens place themselves in harm's way without personal regard, choosing service over self in devotion to protecting, serving, and healing others. Let's show gratitude and honor these brave individuals with a special commemorative gift as a token of our support and appreciation. To name someone for this honor, email us at support@cac.us.com or phone us at 304-624-4459. The event is free and open to the public. For more info, click to www.cac.us.com/honor.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to our series already in progress entitled Repent, a passionate call to a wayward culture to turn to God, and a passionate call to believers who've grown cold in the Lord to reassess their life, their heart, and to rebuild the altar and get back to where they need to be.
Everything a man does, murder, adultery, fornication, it all starts with a wrong thought life. If you get the heart right, everything else lines up. Somebody said, Pastor Joseph, we like when you preach this way and you get on the clothesline and you talk about what to wear and what not to wear. How come you don't do it more often? Here's the real thing. You can't legislate holiness. If I could make a rule book for you, I could make it 1,000,000 pages long. I could tell you everything not to do and everything to do. And you could still find a way to be wrong in your heart. The bottom line is, if a man or a woman or a boy or a girl will find a place in an altar and let the fire of God burn them until everything that is wrong is consumed, if a man or a woman or a boy or a girl gets their heart right, everything else falls into place. My focus has got to be on getting your thought life right. My focus has got to be on getting your heart right. Why is it that a woman feels that she has to expose herself immodestly? What does she feel is missing? Why does she feel the need to try to call out with her immodesty to every single man on the street? What is broken in her thought life that causes that outward result? That's what's got to be fixed. That's what's really broken. That's what really needs attention. What is it about us that is craving? I love what Brother Adam Benedum says regarding scary movies and haunted houses. He quotes the scripture, God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He said, if God didn't give me a spirit of fear, why would I want to watch a scary movie and get myself one? What is it about us that every day as we strive to keep our focus on the Lord, that things draw us in different directions, trying to get us to turn towards something else? I want to tell you, no matter how many degrees away from Him your gaze is, you need to make a course correction. You need to make a turn. The very word sin is an archery term. Back in the days when arrows were handmade, the way they would figure out how well made that arrow was they would aim for the bullseye and release that arrow. And a skilled archer, knowing that if this is a well-made arrow, it will hit the bullseye. When he releases it, if that arrow veers away by so many degrees and misses the bullseye, they would say that is the sin of the arrow. Sin is literally an ancient archery term. Anything by which we miss the mark. That's why sin, the word sin is literally translated as to miss the mark. Donald Trump says he doesn't need to repent because he's never done anything that needs repented of. Yeah, he just lied. Let me tell you something. The fact that Donald Trump says he has not sinned is a lie, therefore in saying it, it's a sin. But he has sinned many times. So have I. What's the difference? I'm not so foolish as to claim I haven't sinned. The Lord Jesus referred to it this way. He said, let me tell you a story about two men that come to church one day. One of them gets right up smack in the middle of the altar, sticks his chest out, compares himself with someone that he looks favorable in comparison to, and says, oh Lord, I thank Thee that I'm not like the publican. I pray, I fast, I give in the offerings. I thank You, Lord, I'm not like him. And he said, let me tell you about this other fella. He was so embarrassed over his sins, he wouldn't even come close to the altar. He stood off at a distance, smiting his chest with his head bowed, saying, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And the Lord Jesus said, which one do you think went home to their house justified? The difference between you and me and anybody else is not that they sinned and we didn't. The difference is, if you recognize your sin and you face it, you confront it, you admit it, you confess it to the Lord, and you repent. Amen.
Christian Apostolic Church invites you to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday, March 27th. Our Lord's return from the dead 3 days after His crucifixion is a foundation stone of the Christian faith. The message of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection is the gospel in a nutshell. He is the only true Savior. This pivotal event paved the way for us to one day be raised from the dead as well. To claim that promise, obey the gospel by repentance, water baptism in Jesus' name, and being filled with the Holy Ghost. For more info, click to cac.us.com or call 304-624-4459. That's cac.us.com or call 304-624-4459.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to our series already in progress entitled Repent, a passionate call to a wayward culture to turn to God, and a passionate call to believers who've grown cold in the Lord to reassess their life, their heart, and to rebuild the altar and get back to where they need to be.
There's only one thing that's going to get me past that day and into glory, and that's the grace of the Lord bestowed through the gift of repentance. Repentance. The Apostle Peter went on to say, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. I want to say a word here about judgment and judging. It's very hard for a preacher to preach about sin when he knows he has sin in his own past. He has to be living in a place of repentance to even get up the courage to do that. But people need to be very careful, because there is a Pharisaical spirit that can get on us, that even while we haven't dealt with our own sin, we're anxious to deal with somebody else's sin. The Lord Jesus taught us that it would be best for us to focus and confront our own sin first before trying to help our brother with his problems. He described my sin as a branch in my eye, and my brother's problem as a speck in his eye. How amazing is it that someone can have a big twig hanging out of their eye and they can't even see it, but they can see the speck in your eye? Here, let me help you get that out. You want to look at him and say, you need surgery. Isn't it amazing? I can always look past my own flaws. I can always look past my own sins. But yours, well, I can't get past that. I want to say thank you to this church for giving us enough leeway to be long-suffering with young people. It's always interesting to me when I see church people, they forget all the mistakes they made as a youth, but they want to crack the whip on the... This passage talks over and over again about God's long suffering. Why? Folks, if you think God's plan is just at a snap of a finger, everything about you will be fixed, what Bible are you reading? The entirety of Scripture leads us to the conclusion that God is taking us through a process. That process takes time. Could God do it instantly? Yes. But if he did it instantly, it would start really bordering on that whole, I'm going to make you a robot and take freedom of will out of it. It is a process. That process takes time. And God is patient. And the scriptures I've read for you tonight, some of them, calls on us for patience. We need patience for our own soul. And we need patience for the soul of our brother. Amen.
Honoring those who protect, serve, and heal. A community event at Christian Apostolic Church, Clarksburg, West Virginia. On Sunday, April 3rd, from 10 a.m. until noon. Join us to honor current and former military, law enforcement, fire and rescue, and medical caregivers. Every day, these extraordinary citizens place themselves in harm's way without personal regard, choosing service over self in devotion to protecting, serving, and healing others. Let's show gratitude and honor these brave individuals with a special commemorative gift as a token of our support and appreciation. To name someone for this honor, email us at support@cac.us.com or phone us at 304-624-4459. The event is free and open to the public. For more info, click to www.cac.us.com/honor.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to our series already in progress entitled Repent, a passionate call to a wayward culture to turn to God, and a passionate call to believers who've grown cold in the Lord to reassess their life, their heart, and to rebuild the altar and get back to where they need to be.
I pray, God, help every one of us right now not to focus on the mistakes our brother is making, but be overwhelmed with the realization of our own mistakes, our problems that we need to deal with in our own heart. Oh God, let your convicting power sweep over us. Come on, would you stand with me right now? Oh God, I pray, help us, Lord. God, I pray, help us, everyone, from the most dedicated elder to the most wayward among us, from the oldest to the youngest. Help us all, Lord, to be overwhelmed with repentance right now. Lord, I pray, help us to focus and see every bit of inconsistency, every bit of wrong priority, every bit of weakness, every bit of addiction, every bit of flaw, every bit of wrong choices and lack of wisdom, everything that is still indicating we're not done with the process. Help us, Lord, that we get this process taken care of before it's too late and time runs out and you return for your church and we've either made it or we didn't. Above all else, I must be saved. It matters more than whether I attain fame or status or limelight. It matters more than whether or not I'm happy with my job or satisfied with my marriage. Above all else, I've got to be found pleasing in His sight when He comes back to separate the wicked from the righteous. If you're lukewarm, He's going to spew you out. If you're lukewarm, He's going to spew you out. It's time to repent. It's time to repent. It's time to repent. It's time to repent. If you're lukewarm, He's going to spew you out of His mouth. It's time to be on fire for God. It's time to be on fire for God. It's time to be sold out. It's time to be so dedicated that when the fire comes, we're confident. This fire burns away anything that's not of God. Bring it on. Bring it on. I'm going to be tried. I'm going to be tried by fire. I'm going to come forth as pure gold. That's how you need to have your mind made up. I'm going to come forth as pure gold. I'm going to come forth as pure gold. Come on, folks, there's a little bit of fire between you and this altar. There's a little path through the fire between you and this altar. Come find a place to pray and know that when you come through on the far end, you're going to come through purified. You're going to come through as pure gold. Lord, melt me down. Scrape the dross off the top, Lord. God, melt me down and scrape off everything that needs to be removed and only leave that which is pure. Only leave that which is right.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.
Christian Apostolic Church invites you to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday, March 27th. Our Lord's return from the dead 3 days after His crucifixion is a foundation stone of the Christian faith. The message of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection is the gospel in a nutshell. He is the only true Savior. This pivotal event paved the way for us to one day be raised from the dead as well. To claim that promise, obey the gospel by repentance, water baptism in Jesus' name, and being filled with the Holy Ghost. For more info, click to cac.us.com. or call 304-624-4459. That's cac.us.com. Or call 304-624-4459.